The World This Week. Business.
Mike Lynch was among several people who died or are missing after a luxury yacht sank in bad weather off the coast of Sicily. In June, Mr. Lynch, the former chief executive of Autonomy, a British software firm, was found not guilty by a jury in San Francisco of defrauding Hewlett-Packard in relation to its takeover of Autonomy in 2011. The long-running legal saga had not finished. A British judge was considering damages Mr. Lynch should pay in a separate civil trial. In an eerie coincidence, Stephen Chamberlain, Mr. Lynch's co-defendant, who was also found not guilty in June, was hit by a car and died shortly before the boating incident. Alimentation Couche-Tard, a Canadian operator of convenience stores, including the Circle K brand, made a friendly offer to buy 7&i, a Japanese holding company that counts the 7-Eleven chain among its assets. It is the largest ever attempted acquisition of a Japanese company. A federal judge threw out the Federal Trade Commission's ban on non-compete agreements, which was due to come into force next month. Non-compete clauses in contracts stop employees joining rival firms. The FTC reckons that such clauses stifle the creation of new businesses and suppress wages, but companies argue they are needed to protect intellectual property. The judge found that the new rules were arbitrary and that the FTC didn't have the power to make them. The FTC also found itself on the back foot when Kroger, a giant supermarket chain, sued to stop the regulator from using its in-house administrative tribunal to decide the fate of its $25 billion takeover of Albertsons' arrival. Kroger wants the courts to rule on the matter and argues that the in-house tribunal violates constitutional protections against federal government overreach. Advanced Micro Devices intensified its rivalry with NVIDIA by agreeing to buy ZT Systems for $4.9 billion. ZT builds computing infrastructure for hyperscalers in artificial intelligence, including the likes of Amazon and Microsoft. The deal will speed up the deployment of AMD's data center chips, which compete with NVIDIA's graphics processing units. A consortium of investors led by Edgar Bronfman submitted a rival bid for the company that owns a controlling stake in Paramount Global. The film and TV studio has already agreed to a takeover by Skydance Media. Mr. Bronfman is a former chief executive of Warner Music and is currently the chairman of Fubo TV, a sports streaming broadcaster. Conservative activists claimed another victory against diversity, equity and inclusion when Harley-Davidson scrapped some of its DEI targets, such as using suppliers owned by people from diverse backgrounds. It also stressed that it has had no DEI corporate function since April. Meanwhile, BlackRock, a pioneer in supporting shareholder environmental and social proposals, said it had backed just 20 out of 493 such proxy votes over the past year. Sweden's central bank cut its main interest rate by a quarter of a percentage point to 3.5%. After the Swedish economy contracted by 0.8% in the second quarter over the previous quarter, the Riksbank said it would lower the rate two or three more times this year. Gold prices continued their rally and hit new highs. Prices are up by a fifth since the start of the year as investors pile into the precious metal ahead of the Federal Reserve's expected cuts to interest rates. Gold is seen as a haven against falling asset prices in other markets. The World Gold Council estimates that global demand for gold increased by 4% in the second quarter year on year. Ford ditched plans to roll out a large, fully electric UV. The carmaker noted that the EV industry was rapidly evolving as Chinese competitors leverage advantaged cost structures and that car buyers were more cost-conscious than early adopters of EVs. Meanwhile, Xiaomi, a Chinese smartphone maker that has diversified into EVs, said it was confident that it could raise its delivery target for its new car by 20% this year. Though available only in China at the moment, Xiaomi has global ambitions for its SU7 model. Some 4.4% of American workers expect to lose their job over the next 4 months, the highest level recorded over the 10 years of a survey conducted by the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. The share of workers expecting to move to a new job was 11.6%. Employees are increasingly dissatisfied. More of them now think that wages, benefits, and promotion opportunities have deteriorated.